Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. Thousands, tens of thousands of pieces of information you can read, you can listen to, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter. We have a poll question right there on the homepage. Every week we ask a different question, and we want to know what you think. So I hope you check all that out and use it to your advantage. We update it every day. And it's a 14-year-old website that we keep improving, and thank you for using it. Catherine Corley is a new guest, but not a new friend. We've known her for a while, and she's vice president for member program development at Sam's Club. And you know who Sam's Club is. I go there, Catherine, I go to Sam's Club, and I see small business owners in and out of there all the time. And so thank you for the good work you guys do for small business owners. Let's talk a little bit about a program that we just got through talking about a health program that you're offering for $99, a prevention plan there for folks. But also you're doing something in the area of capitalization. We all know that these are challenging times for getting small business owners, getting small businesses capitalized, and they can use all the help they can get. And you guys came up with a plan to help them out with that. Catherine, tell us about it.
Absolutely. We introduced this about a year ago, and it's when small businesses were really pressed for finding capital. And a lot of people think, you know, well, this is because the bank loans dried up. And that really wasn't the source of funding that dried up for them. It was the home equity lines of credit.
That's right.
So these, you know, small businesses and these types of loans have traditionally been financed through home equity, through friends and family, not necessarily traditional bank loans. So that's really never been a source for these small businesses. The SBA business loans have been a great source for this type of funding. Very small loans, they're fairly risky, and they're for businesses that typically get turned down by a bank.
Right.
The problem is, where do you go get an SBA loan? So right. Most of them were distributed through banks. We found a partner that we've worked with, a third party, Superior Financial Group, and they've been doing these SBA loans.
Catherine, let me stick something in here. Folks, if the banks have been great, the regular banks, the independent community banks, the regional banks, the large banks, they have historically been good SBA lenders. But they typically, Catherine, have been SBA lenders for larger amounts with the customers they already have. It wasn't as easy to walk in off the street and get an SBA loan for just a few thousand dollars. That was really because many banks consider that to be a retail transaction, not a business loan.
That's true. These are very small loans.
Sometimes they call them micro loans.
Yes, the average loan size that we've seen has been about $11,000.
Yeah. And they're not, and they're four different things. Sometimes there are four things that a typical banker who doesn't know you is uncomfortable making a loan for, even with an SBA loan because there is administration involved and all that sort of thing. So now go ahead with why you went through Superior.
Well, like I said, they've been doing SBA, these types of SBA loans, so SBA Express loans, for a very long time. They're former small business owners, so they understand small business and they understand how to underwrite small business. And you're right that there's a lot of banks that really don't have that lending expertise. And so it just became a great opportunity for us to work with them. They have the expertise. They know how to make these loans. They've been successful doing it for many years. We have the ability to get the loans in those programs out to our small business members. So we provided kind of the distribution outlet for that.
So basically, and people come to your stores and they find out about this, and can they fill out the forms there?
Actually, it's all online. Once again, it's very easy. it is, you know, typically when you have to do a loan, it's pages and pages of documentation that you have to go in. For a small business owner, that's not real practical.
Right,
this is
right.
a very user-friendly, online, easy tool, and you find out your answer in a matter of days.
When I got an SBA loan back in the 90s, Catherine, and it was very important to me at that time for my business. And, you know, and it's been paid off. I paid every nickel of it off. But I had to have collateral. That was it was in those days, if you wanted an SBA loan, money wasn't falling out of you know, heaven like manna. It was, you know, it had to have, had something behind it. So I had to have, I had a piece of real estate that collateralized it.
But, yeah, there's no collateral required on these types of loans. It's $5,000 to $25,000 loans and no collateral required.
Right. And how long would it take to get an answer on the loan?
It's usually just a matter of days.
Yeah, a couple of 3 days, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
How much money has been loaned on this program in the last year? How much have you put together?
There have been 900 loans funded for a total amount of $10 million.
That's great. Well,
yeah,
but that's not enough. We need more of these. I mean, 900.
We need more.
Thanks to you. That's not a knock on you guys. That's just people knowing about it. That's the reason I wanted you on the show to tell people about this. There's more need out there than this, isn't there? Than 900.
There is. There's a lot of demand.
Yeah. So how do they find it? SamsClub.com and look for the SBA Small Business Loan Program.
Yes, it's under the Financial Services tab.
All right, go to samsclub.com, click on Financial Services, and then follow the yellow brick road and fill all the paperwork out there. There are some brochures they can get there in your stores, too, right, if they're in the stores?
They sure can.
Yeah.
You bet.
So check it out, folks. This is their program that they've combined with the SBA and Superior Financial Group. Check it out at samsclub.com. Quick break, 10 till. Come back right back after these messages with our friend Catherine Corley.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.